Hello.
Hello, sir. My name is Mary. I'm a colleague with Opinion Research. We are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinion. Let me ask you, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? You're definitely going to vote. You're very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or not registered to vote.
Yeah, I'm voting.
Would you say definitely or very likely?
I'm definitely voting. I vote every year.
Thank you so much, sir. And with which political party are you registered?
I'm an independent.
Independent, okay. And what is your main racial background, just for statistical purposes?
My race or background?
Your main racial background, yes, sir.
I'm white. What does that have
Thank
to go
so
do
much.
With what time of day it is?
And what is your age? I'm sorry.
I'm in my 60s.
Thank you. And just asking, generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction or wrong direction?
Definitely the wrong direction.
Understanding. From the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus the most to help you and your family? Would you say abortion, housing and property insurance costs, crime and public safety, access and costs to health care, climate and environment, illegal immigration, local growth and development, inflation and cost of things like groceries and gas, K-12 education, taxes, the economy and jobs?
All of the above.
Okay, but if you have to choose the one that concerns you the most, which will be?
I think it's housing.
Thank you so much. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? You definitely vote for Democratic or definitely voting for Republican candidate?
I'm voting Democratic.
Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
I approve of his job.
Okay. And would you say you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
I just said I approve of his job. I think he's doing a damn good job.
So would you say strongly? Let me go ahead and ask. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
Disapprove.
Would you say strongly disapprove or somewhat?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you, sir. You will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Let's start with Kamala Harris. It is favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Okay. And what about Zeena Osta? It is favorable or unfavorable?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. And what about Mike Caruso?
I don't know who that is either.
Okay. If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you, ma'am. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris?
I will be at the voting booth.
Okay. Lastly, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? It is Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate, or Zeena Osta, the Democratic candidate?
I think probably the Democrats. Time to get rid of the Republicans.
Understand. And would you say you are definitely or probably? Would you say probably, right?
Darling, it's voting blue all the way down. You don't have to ask me those questions.
Oh, it's part of the survey. Very sorry. I need to read that just for quality purposes. But you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish your for classification purposes. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Donald Trump or Joe Biden or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you, sir. When you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat or you usually vote Republican?
No, I don't always. I pick the right person. I'm an independent.
I understand. And if you were labeled yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm moderate.
Thank you, sir. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I finished high school. I was in college for 4 years. I was in the Navy for 20.
I understand. Thank you so much, sir. And what is your religion?
I don't follow a religion.
Understand. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and kindness helping me with this question, sir. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You do the same.
Take care, sir.